Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2488. The 5 Phases of Successful Dieting, part 2, by Jill Coleman of jillfit.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online. Now, for a lot more blogs being narrated for you, just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. Now, today's post is part 2 of a longer post. If you missed part 1, then I'd recommend going back and listening to that episode first. That was episode 2487. But if you're all caught up, let's jump right in and hear part 2 and continue optimizing your life. The 5 Phases of Successful Dieting, part 2, by Jill Coleman of jillfit.com. Look at what you're doing and ask, what is working for me? What is not? What can I do long term? What is unsustainable? How can I make my new habits work with my old habits? An example would be morning workouts. You might be motivated to work out first thing in the morning for the first few weeks, as the diet outlines, but you're not a morning person. So after a while, your old habits of staying up too late, hitting snooze 1,000 times, and then sleeping past your workouts start to occur. This is not a judgment. This is simply the reality and the power of habits. They own us. Our conscious intentions do not, in the long run. Which is why at this point, we need to address habits. How can we take old habits and replace them with new ones? Getting up early might not be the answer for you, but instead, give yourself permission to work out after work instead. But then do whatever you need to do to make sure you don't skip it. Plan your day, balance your energy, make an appointment you won't miss. This phase is all about action and finding shortcuts. Implement what can work for you long term, and for the things that won't, find an alternative. Be methodical and systematic. Avoid the temptation to say, screw it, without doing your homework. It's also at this point that you have to give up the idea of needing to be perfect with your actions. Give up the all or nothing dieting mindset and give yourself permission to struggle through the tough parts and just do your best. The toughest moments are also the most transformative. Take the reins at this point and own your journey, own your results, and own your future. Phase 4, accountability. This phase occurs 8 to 12 weeks in, and there's usually a shift here. We've taken ownership of the process, taken what seems to work for us, ditched some pieces, and are moving forward, even if it's at a slower pace. We are struggling through our new habits, not getting it right every time, but giving ourselves permission to do our best and staying aware of the struggles that arise. What to do? This is also a very important time for you in terms of long-term success, because we are still at risk of resorting to our old way. At this point, we need some outside motivation to keep us going, and this is best found in the company of others doing the same thing. Finding people who also want to live a lean lifestyle forever and are trying to figure it out. They say that you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. So surrounding yourself with people who are doing what you are and who support you is important. This can be in person or online. And phase five, ownership. You have gotten past the most acutely difficult parts, and you've come to understand that your results depend on you and on your ability to make the best choices day in and day out. Consistency is what matters. And though you might not get it right every time, you are doing it at least 90% of the time and are starting to live the lifestyle. You have owned your identity as a fit person. Things that used to be difficult are starting to get easier. Old habits have fallen away and you are working your process. This part can last forever if you continue to create your success one meal at a time, one workout at a time, one day at a time. You realize that your results are your business and you do what you need to do on a daily basis to assure long-term success. What to do? The goal in this phase is to never feel super deprived, but never eat everything you want either. The goal is moderation. In order to accomplish this and make this a lifestyle, you'll need to set up rituals and habits that you can do long-term. Examples include a single weekly cheat meal, sticking to a lifting schedule with a workout buddy, allowing yourself 2 to 3 preemptive cheats each week, and never completely depriving yourself because you know it will only lead to binging and worse indulgences later. Final thoughts. This is obviously not the end of the journey, since there will always be people who live a fit lifestyle for a long time and end up falling off the wagon years later. But this process works. So wherever you are in your journey, remember to stay aware and take responsibility. Tight nutrition and consistent training are part of a feed-forward cycle. The more you do them, the easier it becomes to keep doing them. When you make choices that take you out of that cycle, just jump back in wherever you are. No choices are irreversible. There is always an opportunity for you to jump back into a lean lifestyle. Don't get overwhelmed and call yourself a failure. Don't buy into your own negative self-talk. Just do something. Action is the fastest way back to results. You just listened to part two of the post titled The 5 Phases of Successful Dieting by Jill Coleman of jillfit.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Okay, so over the past 2 days, the author of today's and yesterday's article, Jill Coleman, provided us some really great tips for developing new habits for life. Does this now mean we have to incorporate all of these suggestions right away? Definitely not. Whenever we see or hear a list of suggestions, start by incorporating just one or two at a time. If we try and change everything all at once, it will start to feel very stressful really fast, and more stress is not what we're after. So pick the one or two suggestions that made you stop and say, "Ooh, I like that one, I can do that." Try those one or two suggestions for some time, at least 2 to 3 weeks. If they don't suit your lifestyle, move on to one or two of the other suggestions. But again, be honest with yourself. Did you really try them? Okay. If they seem to be working for you, that's awesome. Keep at it and do it until it feels automatic. Then go back to the list of suggestions and try and add in one or two more. Then repeat this process. And before you know it, you'll have a whole new lifestyle. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening through all the way to the end. And I'll see you back here again with another episode tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.